This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Hi, welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's match. One of these teams is going to have an opportunity today to win their very own video arcade game. You players ready?
Y'all
ready? Let's go play Starcade. Here we go. All right, welcome to Starcade. Got a couple of hot teams here. You should have seen them practicing backstage. They are good, good players. Let's meet them right now. Your name, please?
Noah Sully.
Noah, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Noah Sully. I go to Pelton Academic Middle School. I'm in sixth grade. I enjoy classes, computer classes in school. I like swimming, bicycling, and collecting lots of stuff.
Boy, that's a lot of stuff, too, Noah. All right, welcome. Nice to see you here. And who's this next to you?
This is my brother, Uriah.
Uriah, how are you?
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I like collecting Japanese robots and playing racquetball.
Jeff, do you have any that really move and do stuff all by themselves?
Not really. They're mostly just like toys to collect and display.
Okay, well, we wish your team good luck. Let's meet your opponents. Your name is?
Vicky Venturini.
Hi, Vicky. Tell me about yourself.
I go to St. Clair School in Santa Clara. I'm in the 7th grade. I'm 13 years old. I like collecting coins, rocks, and I like baseball.
All right. What position do you play?
Third and left field.
Third and left field. And your father right here, right?
Al Venturini.
Al, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Tell me what you do for a living.
I'm a salesperson.
What are your sales?
Graphics, typesetting, and printing.
Okay. Is it tough to sell printing? I mean, I think handwriting would be easier, but...
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome to your team, too. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one team right here is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today, it is Angler Dangler. All right. You team, shake hands, if you will, please. Head over to the podium, and we'll get ready to play Starcade. And as they head over to the podium, we will ask our expert, Kevin, to tell us about the five games today. Kev?
Well, Jeff, you know Starcade means lots of video game excitement, and today is no exception. Our selection starts with Frogger. He's no prince, but he's hoppy. Next, it's Star Wars, Obi-Wan out in space. In the middle, Zookeeper, with animals running amok. Next, Moon Patrol, cruising on green cheese. And Super Astro Fighter, aliens galore and more. Jeff?
Okay, thanks, Kev. Sully's and Venturini's, we've got a good day in store for you here. Those are today's five games. Of course, all of you had a chance to play them before the show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, you're going to win a valuable prize automatically. So we'll ask Mr. Whispers to tell our home audience what the mystery game is.
The mystery game is Frogger.
Okay, that's a mystery game. Now, I have a question for you. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. Hands on buzzers. In the Master Control Program screen, what is Tron's objective? A, to reach the Cone of Light. B, to destroy the deadly grid bugs. Sully's.
A.
A, to reach the Cone of Light. Right you are. Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Now, wait. Now, Noah and Uriah, you don't know where you're going yet because we haven't picked a game. Okay, that's what we want to do. What game do you want to pick?
Zookeeper.
Okay, Zookeeper is the game. And Kevin, tell us about Zookeeper.
Well, they give me almost nothing to work with, and I am only one man, but I do my best to keep the animals from wandering the streets. It's not an easy job to rebuild the cage because they are hungry and they keep chomping away at it. And only the net can help once they've escaped. Until that net comes, I can only run and jump over them. But all these things give me points. So do the goodies that appear, and only the animals are a danger. And I can spend a moment with my sweet Zelda if I can reach her without falling or being zonked by a coconut. It's not an easy job being a zookeeper, but somebody's got to do it.
Okay. Noah and Uriah, who's the zookeeper player?
I am.
Uriah is. Okay, Uriah, you probably know more about Zookeeper than I do. You want to get those root beers, get the four-leaf clover, as big a score as you can. You'll have 50 seconds to do it. Any questions before you start?
No.
Any advice for him, Noah?
Well, I don't know. Get the net as often as possible.
Okay, that sounds like good advice. Here we go. 50 seconds. You come over here, Noah, right on the corner and cheer him on. Right over here. There we go. Get ready. Get set. Play. Congratulations. Not bad at all. You're right. What do you think, Noah?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. I think so, too. Okay, head on back. Let's see what happens with Vicki now. Come down. All right, Vicki. Now, who is the zookeeper player? You are. All right, Vicki. Any questions you have about zookeeper?
Not really.
Are you a good zookeeper player?
Pretty good.
You got to beat 5,000 if you can. You'll have 50 seconds. Al, you come over here. Boy, how tall are you?
6'3" and a half.
Whoa, I'm lucky if I can see the game myself over you here. All right, ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Congratulations to you, Vicki. Not bad at all. I think we have a very close game, about 30 points separating the two teams. I'm looking at 5,070. I made a mistake. You got a little more than I thought you did. 70 points separating the two teams. We'll be back in just a minute. See who gets to choose the next game right here in Starcade. Stay with us.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Angler Dangler, a fishy experience, and you are the fisherman pulling in the big ones. Angler Dangler, furnished by Data East. And now back to our game. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. Well, we have a close game here. Let's take a look at the scores. The Sullys, you have a score of 5,000. The Venturinis have a score of 5,070. That's about as close as I've ever seen it here in Starcade.
That's close.
Very good, Vicki.
Very slim lead, Vicki and Al. There's still one more game to be played in this round. Then the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So this next question is a pretty important one. Hands on buzzers. In Motor Race USA, one of the cities the cyclist goes through is A, Chicago, B, New Orleans. Venturini's.
A,
Chicago. Right,
very
you are.
Good. All
right. Now, Vicki, that gives you the advantage because you get to pick the game we're going to play. Which one do you want to play?
Moon Patrol.
Moon Patrol. Oh, Moon Patrol is it. Okay, we will ask Craterhead to tell us about that.
Not bad for a lunatic, Jeff. The game is Moon Patrol. Your mission is to pilot your moon wagon on the lunar surface, avoiding UFOs, rocks, and other lunar obstacles, and jumping over the craters. Score points by firing on the enemy UFOs, by destroying or by jumping over lunar rocks and other obstacles, and by jumping the moon craters. Make bonus points by reaching the goals set for you in better than average time. It's time now for your drive on the moon.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Al, I can tell by the glazed look on your face that you're playing Moon Patrol. Is that right?
I am glazed, yes.
Are we in trouble, Vicki?
Not really.
Okay, you're the coach. You tell them what you want them to do.
Shoot the rocks, jump over the holes, okay. And shoot the things that fly in the air.
No problem.
All right, if you look like you're in trouble with the bombs coming down, you can slow down your vehicle, okay? And you all heard that too, Uriah and Noah? All right. You have 50 seconds, Al. Good luck to you. Vicki right over here to cheer him on. Get ready, get set, play. Good job, Al. 30 seconds.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't jump into the hole.
seconds. All right, 350 points. Well, Al, how you feeling?
It gave me a bad time.
As we like to say on Starcade, nice try. I bet you will. Okay, Vicky, you and Al head back. Here come Nora and Uriah. All right, which one of you guys is going to be the... How about you turn around here? That's it, and we'll talk just a little bit before we go. He's going to play Moon Patrol?
Yes.
All right, are you a good Moon Patrol player?
I played in the arcades a lot.
Have you? All right. Well, as you know, it's not too difficult a game. I'm sorry, Al. It's a very difficult game. Let's get ready to play. You'll have 50 seconds also.
Okay.
You come right over here and cheer him on. There we are. You ready? Get set. Play.
All right. Come on.
Nice play, Noah. Uriah, you and Noah head on back. We're going to add up the scores. I think you guys did it. We're going to take a quick look and find out. And let's see, both teams had a chance to play Zookeeper and Moon Patrol. Now one team's going to play for a very special prize. You'll play the name of the game board. As we add up the scores, the team with the highest score plays the board. The Sullys have 6,900.
Right.
The Venturinis have 5,420. Okay, yeah. The Sullys come right up here. You guys will play the name of the game board. Now turn around with your backs to the board. We don't want you to see it right over. This is your back here. That's the board. Okay, here we go. Behind you is the name of the game board. And we're going to show you four video games, okay? Uh-huh. If you guess the games correctly, you win a wonderful prize. If you guess three games out of the four, you get this.
For three correct answers, you can battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement. A futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair. And for four correct answers, you'll win a White's Metal Detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil, a metal detector from White's Electronics.
Okay, who's going to start?
You want to start, Uriah?
Yeah, I'll start.
Uriah will start, then Noah will go, and then Uriah, and then Noah. In the upper left-hand corner, Uriah, it's your turn first. Take a look. Is that Sinistar or Astro Invader?
Sinistar.
That's right. That's one. Second screen. Is that Tax Scan or Explorer?
Explorer.
Right, you are. Good. In the third screen, Uriah, your turn again. Is that Mission X or Zor?
Mission X.
Yes, that's three. That's one prize. See if you can get the big prize. Is that Gorf or Galaga?
Galaga.
Galaga, right you are. Good for you guys. You're really some players. Of course, the big thing is your own video arcade game. That's waiting in the wings. Let's see who's going to go for it, and we'll do that right after these words.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. Some say Dirk the Daring performed some of the most intense, creative, and funny death scenes ever to hit video games. But you be the judge.
Uh-oh. He sure does die well, doesn't he? Okay, Sullys and Venturinis, here's where we are. It's round two. It's the big challenge. One game left to play. This time only 40 seconds to play it. Particularly important to you, Venturinis, because after that we total up all the scores in all the games, and then we find out who gets a chance to win Angler Dangler. So if you're ready, here's the last question. Hands on buzzers. Good luck to both of you. In the Rhino Ridge screen of Congo Bongo, where can the hunter hide from the charging rhinos? A, up a tree. B, in a molehole. Sullys.
B.
B, in a molehole. Right you are. Well, let's watch your strategy here. The mystery game is still to be picked. There are three games up there. You might want to pick a game you're best at. You might want to pick a high-scoring game. I don't know. What are you going to do?
Super Astro Fighter.
Super Astro Fighter. That was not the mystery game. The mystery game was Frogger. Frogger. Okay, Super Astro Fighter is the game, and Kevin will tell us about that. Kev?
You're a bird. No, you're a plane. You're Super Astro Fighter, a mild-mannered plane called upon to defend the Earth from not one, but six aliens, all equally deadly and sinister. Can you do it? Of course, no one beats the Super Astro Fighter.
Okay, Super Astro Fighter it is, and who's playing it?
Me, I believe.
You, okay. Noah, how do you guys decide who's going to play the games?
Flip a coin, kind of.
Yeah, I remember we had two twins here one time. Of course, you always have two twins. And they kept going like this and doing that kind of thing. We were 15 minutes in the game before we knew who was going to play.
Well, we try and figure it out as fast as possible, our advantages in the game and like that in the stands over there.
All right, the Super Astro Fighter, you have 40 seconds this time. Get ready, get set, play. All right, got you. Another one coming up. 20 seconds. Got it. Not bad, Noah. Congratulations. Uriah, head on back. Come on down here, Vicky, now. Now, Vicky, I can see you're going to play this one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't trust old Al on this one, huh?
No.
Smart strategy.
Now, the only thing I tell you about this game, I can't give you any hints because I didn't give them any, but I can tell you this. The faster you go, the further you go into different screens, the higher your score can go, and you guys are behind. This is your last shot at it.
Okay.
Okay, good luck, Vicky. You have 40 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here you go. Good. Another screen coming up. That'll be 25 seconds. Coming up, 10 seconds.
Good, got it.
1,200. Well played, Vicky. You can't play much better than that. Whether it's enough or not, we're not sure, but we're going to add up all the scores and we will find out. Pretty close.
Congratulations.
Okay, we'll add the scores up, and the winner, of course, is going to have a chance at their own video arcade game. Let's see what happened. The Sullys have a grand total of 7,450.
Right.
Venturini's with 6,620. Right. Close, but it's the Sullys have the game.
Good game.
Well, Al, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
It's really, really been nice seeing you play the game.
Pleasure.
Moon Patrol. Vicky, nice going. That was a really good play. Not enough to do it, but you're a good player. We're glad you're on Starcade. We have some nice gifts for you for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care. And you guys, Noah and Uriah, are the champions of the day. We have something special for you. Kevin?
It's RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power. It can talk and even fetch the paper. Available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado.
All right. Uriah is the guy that collects robots. Wait till you add RB5X to your collection. That's really something. Maybe you're going to add an arcade game to your collection, too. We'll find out right after these words.
All right.
Arcade. All right, Uriah and Noah, the big chance now, a chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, Frogger and Star Wars, all right? During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Frogger, you'd have to score at least 2,000 points. If you picked Star Wars, you'd have to score at least 10,700 points. Uh-huh. Those are the average scores of the more than 20 other players who play those same games. You guys reached a decision?
Yes.
What'd you pick?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. That means if you score 10,700 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win our grand prize, the video arcade game Angler Dangler. So we're going to ask Kevin to tell us about Star Wars, and we'll go over and get ready to play. Come on.
Darth Vader, in command of the Empire's Death Star, is approaching the Rebel planet. All is in confusion, and Princess Leia has called you forward. You must join the rebellion to repel the attack, or all is lost. You cannot waver now. With you at the lead of Princess Leia's rebel force, the galaxy may survive. Use your shield. It will survive multiple hits before it leaves you. Then trust in the presence of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and remember, the Force will be with you. Always.
Okay, this is it. You have to score 10,700 points or more in 30 seconds. That means you're going to have to knock off almost all the TIE fighters, okay?
Yeah.
All right, looks like you're going to play, Uriah?
Yeah.
I know no one's going to cheer you on. You do that, you score that many points, and you're going to win our grand prize. That's your own video arcade game. Good luck. Get ready. 30 seconds to play. Ready? Get set. Play.
Good try, Pinball.
Way to go. All right. 20 seconds. Gotta be 10,700. All right. 10 seconds. Doing great. Doing great. Get another one. One. Yes, you did it. You got it. You can quit now, Uriah. Congratulations. No, way to go. Way over 10,700. Angler Dangler is yours. A lot of people coming to congratulate him. Well, it's been a great day here on Stargate. Hope to see you in the next show. Until then, this is Jeff Edwards saying, I hope all your troubles get snapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Starcade is a JM production.